205. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a guest on the phone with us today as well. It's Dr. Tom Campion, and Tom is with Campion Barrow & Associates. Tom, you're a licensed clinician psychologist, and one of your specialties is marital counseling, correct?
That's correct.
Well, I thought that it would be good to have you on in light of all of the news about Anthony Weiner and yesterday the big press conference where he finally came clean and said that not only had he been lying to the press and to the media, but he'd also been lying to his wife.
Well, I think this kind of stuff definitely sparks interest. People, unfortunately, like to talk about scandals, and this is definitely fits that line of political scandals.
Well, you know, and it sparks interest. It also sparks disgust. You know, I know a lot of people hate the fact that you know, this is what fills their TV screens when they're looking for news, you know, and it gets frustrating. But on the other hand, it's an opportunity to learn because, you know, marriages don't just dissolve or have issues for people who are in the public eye. It happens all the time. And so we thought it might be interesting to talk with you and just find out when a marital indiscretion does occur, what does a couple need to do to keep the relationship going?
Well, it's unfortunately a common thing in relationships. We're going to have valleys and hills. Sometimes those valleys dip pretty far, and I think this is an example of a pretty far dip in a relationship. And how can we recover from that? What are some steps that we can take to rebuild when at times it seems like it's undoable? I think step number one is we got to be honest, and I think the Weiner situation is an example of we're not being honest, and what dishonesty can make already a difficult situation that much more difficult when we just will not come clean with what's going on.
And speaking of dishonesty, I mean, you know, hearing in the press conference yesterday that not only has he been dishonest with his wife for the whole year while he was carrying on the relationship, but then also yesterday finding out that he was even dishonest with her once the scandal first broke. So it almost seems like a double jab. That must be hard.
It is. It breaks trust, and honesty is the first step in trying to rebuild that. I've seen working with couples is that we have to put all of our cards on the table. If there's a time to do it, let's do it now. Mm-hmm. And if we prolong some of these secrets, it's only going to make it more complicated and worse. I see secrets as kind of an emotional cancer that goes on in relationships. Mm-hmm. We have to have all of the cards on the table. And frankly speaking, it takes a lot of energy to maintain dishonesty. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure all of our tracks are covered. We have to make sure we deleted everything we need to delete or removed anything that need to be removed. Mm-hmm. And we give a lot of emotional energy to secrecy. There's quite a bit of freedom when we're just honest. We just put all the cards on the table and say, you know what, this is what it is. What can we start to do with it?
Now, is there any sort of ingredients that lead to this to happening that you see more often than others?
It's a buildup effect. You know, anything that's kind of maladaptive to our lives usually just doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. It usually starts out small and then builds. It's kind of like the Grand Canyon didn't start that way the first time it rained. It's something that builds over time. The next thing you know, we have this huge chasm we're crossing. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with secrets. They can build behaviors that seem risky and exciting at first, build into something that's more detrimental to our life and definitely our relationships.
Wow. We're talking with Dr. Tom Campion from Campion Barrow & Associates and how to rebuild a relationship when there has been a marital indiscretion. And the first key is honesty. What's the second key?
We need to develop a good support system. And I think just like that word is suggesting, we have to have some stability to fall on. We cannot rebuild by ourselves. We have to incorporate friends, safe friends. We have to even incorporate clergy. and definitely professional help. We have to have people speak into our lives and be open for that. It's a second step to honesty. People usually do not want support because they don't want to continue the honesty. They don't want to continue putting the cards on the table, so they want to keep it to themselves. You'd be surprised how many times I hear, we can do this ourselves. We don't need to incorporate other people. I don't want to tell this person or that person. Let's just do it ourselves. And that's a real slippery slope. These are big things, and they typically have happened out of blind spots in ourselves and in our relationship, and we need other people to speak into that. We need other people to support us, share ideas, and encourage us.
Yeah, I even heard Anthony Weiner in his press conference yesterday saying that he would be able to change this himself. So what do you do if you've got a spouse who initiated the indiscretion but then doesn't want the help or won't take the help? Then what do you do?
Well, I don't know what's going on necessarily inside of his head, but I can talk in terms of probability. Probability issue number one, that this is not going necessarily the right way, is that he was caught as opposed to confessed. Second probability to the negative, unfortunately, is I can do this myself. I don't need to incorporate other people. And so, and not to say he can't do those things and they can't rebuild their marriage. I'm just talking in terms of probability. We want to increase our probability of success. Here's some points we really need to adhere to.
We've got Dr. Tom Campion on the phone with us from Campion Barrow and Associates. You guys are online too, right, Tom? Where are you?
We are at www.campionbarrow, one word, campionbarrow.com.
And Tom's a licensed clinical psychologist. One of his specialties, marital counseling, and thought maybe we could get some tips here in light of the Anthony Weiner scandal because, you know, marital indiscretions happen whether you're in Washington, D.C. or Champaign-Urbana. And how do you rebuild a relationship? You know, he kept saying over and over that his wife said she loved him, she was disappointed, but that, you know, they would get through this. And a lot of couples have had to get through this. And so Dr. Campion is helping us with some tips. So far, we've talked about, you know, honesty. You've got to come clean. There's, you know, you need a support system. Bring in some help. And you're saying this third tip is the biggest one. And what is it, Tom?
This is the rebuilding of trust. And it's difficult because there's a time factor involved to it. It does take time to rebuild trust. Unfortunately, it takes only moments to strip that away and then time to rebuild that. But it can be done very systematically, and I think that's what couples have misconceptions about. How can I rebuild trust? I can never gain that back. And they don't want to go into counseling or talk with individuals about that because the person who's been hurt thinks they have to make this blind move back into a relationship that is risky. And that's exactly what I do not want them to do. It's unrealistic.
But it is risky. I mean, for the one who committed the indiscretion, yes. I mean, when you've been caught, it's you feel like, oh my gosh. I mean, I'll never be able to rebuild, like you said. And if you're the one who has been affected by the indiscretion, I mean, gosh, it's like, how can I ever fully trust? Because I fully trusted before, and I got hurt, and so the result of fully trusting again could be another heartbreak. I mean, gosh, there's so much to it.
There really is, and working with the hurt individual and putting together an actual plan, an actual strategy. We're not going to invest our money in a savings account unless we see a portfolio, unless we see how is this fund or this account doing. We just don't blindly put all of our life savings in uncertain places, and that's the last thing I want to put our emotional trust or relationship into something where we have a difficult time trusting. So there's a systematic way that you can rebuild this and let time start to mend those wounds. But we have to do is we have to restructure the relationship. We have to understand where the erosion was occurring and how it began, and then start to actually put some structure pieces around that, some very tangible ideas of what we can do, how we can think, how we can perceive our situation, ourselves, and put together a very strategized plan to follow to make sure that we're doing what we need to be doing differently.
Hmm. And, you know, in the case with Representative Weiner and his wife, they're both very, very busy. I mean, she's off with Hillary Clinton all the time, traveling here and there. And at least for now, he's very busy being a congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Can a busy couple be able to do something like this and continue with their busy careers?
They most definitely can, but we will need to prioritize. Mm. And that's key. People do what people want to do, ultimately. That's what it just comes down to. So where are our priorities lies, and we will do those things. Whether I talk about them or not, I just follow my feet. You know where my priorities are at. And that's the same thing if marriage is a priority. We will do what needs to be done to make that happen. Yeah, and so there's definitely a priority, and that may be the beginning piece of the marital erosion was priorities were not necessarily in line.
If you're the person, I mean, you say it takes time to rebuild trust. That's the main thing, and that you want to, you know, restructure the relationship. But, you know, how hard is it when you're the one who's been cheated on or lied to not just go crazy and you become that person you never wanted to be, where you're checking somebody's phone or you're, checking email, or, I mean, unfortunately, somebody else's indiscretion can turn you into a crazy person.
Well, a lot of times people want to hurt as bad. They want the other person to hurt as bad as they hurt. Mm. And so the emotional outbursts are along those lines. And then the checking goes towards the trust. I need to know. I need to find out. I didn't know before. Now I need to know. And restructuring relationship helps settle those pieces. It's kind of like an exercise routine. We go to a trainer and says, you know, I don't become physically fit. I just don't want to stumble around the weight room and figure this out. Can you draw me up a plan?
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They'll draw you up an exercise plan and saying, if you work this plan, you will have these results. Well, the same thing happens in marital counseling. We draw up a plan and say, you do this plan, these are the results. I don't have to worry about becoming unfit if I'm exercising. Just that doesn't cross our minds that I'm going to somehow get out of shape if I'm going to the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing falls in line with marital activity. If I'm doing this plan, if I'm doing these marital activities, I don't have to worry about going back the way it was. It takes a while for people to trust that, but the concept's very similar. If I have a tangible plan that's rebuilding our relationship, we're doing things different than we have done before. We're reestablishing priorities, we're relooking at our lives, and we maintain this routine, we will have positive results. It will work out better for what we want.
Well, wonderful words of wisdom and pieces of advice here. I mean, it's just something like this happens. It just takes work to work it out, if you want it to work out.
It does. It takes some work to work it out, but I don't want to be pessimistic in the idea for relationships. It's all about work and sweating this out to make it happen. Why do it then, if this is what it's all about? There is a self-discipline component to our marriage, but like anything in life that actually is good, it takes a little bit to make it go well, but we just have to be self-disciplined in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can affect our bodies quite well if we just have a little bit of exercise a week. We don't have to have these large workouts 7 days a week to be healthy. We can have a 20-minute workout 3 days a week, and we can improve our health. Well, same thing goes with marriage. Even marriages that don't have problems, even positive, or to build marriages, we can just do something small on a weekly basis, and we can maintain our marital health.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at it that way, it can give us a different perspective. The marriage is either growing or not. It does stay the same. Sometimes it's slower than we realize which way it's going.
Hmm.
But we can really affect that on a weekly basis by doing something small. I call it our marital exercises.
Okay. Well, Tom, thank you so much for your time today. I thought this was a very good conversation to have in light of all the news that we've been barraged with. And just thought, hey, you know, this is an opportunity to learn something from it. Kind of take the smut out of the whole story and use it as a learning opportunity.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, and we'd love to have you back sometime.
Absolutely.
So I'll have my people call your people.
Sounds good.
And that's Dr. Tom Campion from Campion Barrow & Associates. You can find them online at www.campionbarrow.com. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.